It's 6:30 a.m. in Kabul, and the morning shift is ready to begin the day. A multi-layered security is needed at the largest beverage production plant in Afghanistan. A rare success story which began its carpet and tea trade more than a century ago and now has presence in 46 countries. These carbonated drinks are exported to the Middle East and Central Asia. The once family-owned firm is a multi-billion dollar enterprise. It's a household brand in Afghanistan, and the workers take pride in maintaining the quality of their products. But since the Taliban took over, their revenues and production has been affected. It's mostly run by young Afghan professionals.
We have 2,000 employees in Afghanistan.
Many have chosen not to leave their country after foreign forces pulled out.
I have studied in Afghanistan and I have to serve the nation and serve my soil and my country. That's the biggest reason I have stayed. Being in Afghanistan is not just about profit. Being in Afghanistan is about to provide services, provide products, and to contribute to the economy of the country.
But this company has been able to survive the tumultuous economy largely because its headquarters is not in Afghanistan.
Even during the economic crunch, this factory continues to produce 72,000 cans of energy drinks per hour. But this is an exception because the wider economy of Afghanistan is suffering and people cannot buy as much as what they used to.
The construction industry, for example, is at a standstill. Since contractors, aid agencies and people in general have no real access to cash, most equipment hasn't moved from yards. Haji Salahuddin says he used to send labor and equipment all over the country. Now he's laid off 12 employees.
In this month, there isn't any work for us. Banks are closed and I had to pay salaries. How can I manage with only $200 a week from the bank? My request to the Islamic Emirate is to stress on the banks to resume service. There are about 200 to 300 construction companies here. They've all shut down and the staff have been sent home.
But as the sun sets on the stationary construction equipment, the evening shift has started work in another part of Kabul. Workers here say Taliban fighters have not come to the company or made any demands. Although many are wary of the economic crisis, they say the improved security means they do not have to worry about being robbed or killed on their way home. They are hopeful their factory will continue its operation and in return attract investors to help revive the economy. Salman bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Kabul.